Mike Tirico here with some of the 2024 Team USA athletes. What's your message for the team of tomorrow?
To young athletes, never forget why you started doing it in the first place.
You have to pursue something that you're passionate about.
Win, lose, or draw, I'm always gonna be the one having a smile on my face.
Finding joy in why you do it keeps you doing it.
Be authentic, be you, and have fun.
Joy is powering Team USA during the Olympic and Paralympic Games. Comcast is proud to be bringing that inspiration home for the team of tomorrow.
Breakfast Briefing with Netwatch.
And we'll begin with the Irish Daily Mail. It's a washout for the Greens is the headline. Crushing results for Eamon Ryan's party as Ciarán Cough loses Euro seat, local election losses mount and independent Ireland prosper. So the papers have moved on from their focus of Sinn Féin and how that party got on in the election and now looking at the Greens, saying that the Greens has suffered a crushing blow as Ciarán Cough lost his seat. That's also the front of the Irish Times. The photograph is of Lynn Boylan, Sinn Féin MEP now, and main parties take European seats in Dublin as Greens lose out is the headline. Counts to elect candidates in Dublin in the European elections concluded last night. Thank God, I'm sure, say all the counters and journalists and politicians, it's finally over. And the main parties took all four seats after an intense battle which saw the Green Party lose out. So Dublin's new MEPs, in case you missed it, Regina Doherty, Barry Andrews, Lynn Boylan and Éan O'Riordan. Elsewhere, there were exits for Green Party MEP Ciarán Cough and independent Dublin MEP Claire Daly. The Irish Independent Coalition infighting flares as two MEPs lose their seats. There's a lot of talk about this, the rowing that's going on in government and some of the Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael people complaining about how the Greens are handling being in government. And apparently the infighting is continuing after the elections because the Green Party leader Eamon Ryan confronted the Taoiseach and Tánaiste at a private meeting. That paper says Eamon Ryan took issue with claims that his party is autocratic, insisting that coalition partners should not attack each other for electoral gain. The Irish Daily Star, nothing to declare. MEP Claire Daly, former MEP now, snubbed reporters' questions after dramatically losing her seat at the European elections. So she was asked by RTE to comment on losing the election, and she told RTE, "You've had no interest in talking to me for 5 years, so I've no interest in talking to you." And apparently she fled the count centre in the RDS within seconds of being eliminated from a tight race that also saw Niall Boylan fail to get elected. And interesting about those two candidates, because they do complain about the media a lot. Claire Daly saying RTE hasn't spoken to her in 5 years. You can't complain about not being interviewed if you're never available to be interviewed. And it is the experience of many Irish journalists that you try and contact Claire Daly through her office and you won't get a reply. Or maybe sometimes you get a solicitor's letter back as well, as had been the case in the past, according to some journalists. So Claire Daly is giving out that RTE and the media don't talk to her, but she wasn't available. And then I saw Niall Boylan was complaining about the establishment media talking to Éan O'Riordan. This was yesterday. He was giving out that the establishment media, as he calls them, just the media as we'd call it, where he was giving out that they don't talk to him, they talk to Éan O'Riordan, forgetting that he was live on primetime the night before. So just so you're aware, because you will hear a lot of these candidates complain about media coverage, but they're not available, or indeed they get the media coverage and they still claim that they don't get it. Irish Examiner, different story. Ireland topped EU table for drug deaths. This is certainly a concern. Ireland topped the EU table for drug deaths with more than four times the average number of fatalities, according to a new report by the EU Drugs Agency. This is a report showing that Ireland had 322 drug-induced deaths in 2020, 97 deaths per million people, and the EU average is 22.5. Inside, we have more about XL bullies. The Irish Sun, ban XL devil dogs is the headline, and the Irish Daily Mirror, killer dog ban. The government plans to ban XL bully dogs following a number of recent attacks from the dangerous breed. Rural Affairs Minister Heather Humphreys confirming she's looking to follow steps taken in the UK to make it illegal to own one. If you think your electricity bills are too high already, well, get ready because they're going to go even higher. The Irish Independent says that that hard-pressed households are to be hit with a charge on their electricity bills later this year, because the energy regulator is proposing that the levy to subsidise the generation of electricity from wind farms and solar panel operations be set at €225 million next year. What that means for you and me is that your bills would go up by €3 a month from October. The Commission for Energy Regulation setting the level of the PSO levy. Now, elsewhere in the papers, interesting one, in the Irish Daily Star, a pet tarantula was rescued by firefighters after a fire broke out at an apartment block, which for some people is their absolute nightmare. Firefighters from Phibsborough and Tara Street fire stations were called to the property on Blessington Street in Dublin on Monday, and firefighters using breathing apparatus quickly extinguished the fire, which broke out in the kitchen, and then they had to use thermal imaging to find the pet tarantula, which was located and rescued unscathed as well, according to the Star. Final story from the Telegraph. Everyone's getting ready for Euro 2024, which gets underway this weekend. Interesting, though, how the England team is preparing in their hotel. They've arrived at their hotel and they've been greeted with handwritten notes in their hotel room, familiar scents and their favourite sweets. So at the team hotel, they have reminders in their rooms of their nearest and dearest. There's on the walls of each hotel room are collages of photos of their families and their pets. Cushions have pictures of loved ones on the sofas, and then they have your favourite suite individually selected for each player. And then the hotel room has different scents. So they've brought in special fragrances for the English team. The corridors of the resort feature the same scent used at England's headquarters. And then in the gym, there's a different, more energising fragrance for the gym and recreational areas, with a lavender-based aroma to be used in the bedrooms for better sleep. So that's the preparation England's putting into Euros. We'll see how it all works out. Anyway, those are the stories making the headlines in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Netwatch
on News Talk.